Just one halakha. We know that starting this Thursday night, we begin in Tefillat Arbit, Barech Alenu, which is V'ten Talu Matar Livracha. The question was asked in halakha, let's say a person made a mistake and begins saying Barech Alenu before Thursday night, before the Tekufah. Example, he was praying the Amidah, he got mixed up, he doesn't know when they start Barech Alenu. We heard that already in Eretz Israel they're saying Barech Alenu for whatever reasons. So therefore he said Barech Alenu, and then after he finishes the Amidah, they tell him, hey, we didn't start yet Barech Alenu. Is his Amidah valid or not, and does he have to repeat it? This question was actually asked by the Radbaz in Chelek He. And he writes, "Si'im sha'al tal umatar b'misrayim b'toch shishim l'tekufa en mahazirim oto lefi she'en ha'geshamim b'zmenim elu siman kelala." It's not a kelala to ask for rain at this time of day. We don't ask for rain until, let's say, December 4th. But lema'aseh, It is the rainy season. After all, we are saying Mashiva Ruach Amrid HaGeshem. So therefore, the halakha, a person by mistake within the period from after Sukkot said Barech Aleinu, he does not have to repeat the Amidah. The question is, maybe you can argue that's only because they're saying it in Eretz Yisrael already. So already on the 7th of Cheshvan in Israel, they started saying Barech Aleinu. So if you made a mistake now, anyway, they're saying it somewhere in the world. But the question is, let's say a person made this mistake right after Sukkot, after Shemini Atzeret, before the 7th of Cheshvan, he said Barech Aleinu. Hakam Avadya holds in Halichot Olam, Chelek Aleph, on page Kuf Lam Midvav and Zayin, you don't have to go back as well. Why? Because really, according to the halakha, you're supposed to say Barech Aleinu right after Sukkot. The only reason why we delay it is because the pilgrims that used to go up for Sukkot, Yerushalayim, we want to give them a chance to get back to Bavel and not get rained upon. The Ramban actually writes that today, that we do not have Ole Regalim, this reason doesn't apply. The Ramban, you start Barech Aleinu right after Sukkot, because there's nothing to worry about. Halakha, we don't go like the Ramban. But still you see what? That really it is called the rainy season. It's just for a side reason we delay it. And therefore, Chacham Avadya says, even if you said Barech Aleinu right after Sukkot, before Zayin Ashvan, you would not have to repeat the Amidah. Now certainly, if a person made a mistake and he didn't, and he wants to pray again the Amidah, he's able to pray B'tfilat Nedabah. Where he could say, if I'm obligated to pray, let this be considered a obligation, and if not, let it be considered a... But that's only a nicety. You don't have to do that. Halakha l'ma'aseh, if a person makes a mistake and says Barech Aleinu, so long as it's after Sukkot, that's the point. If he would make this mistake during the summer months, then Chas v'Shalom, his Amidah is invalid. You cannot pray for rain during the time of the summer. We don't want rain in the summer months. That's a kilala. But since already it's the rainy season, so you just preempted it. You did a little earlier. Halakha, it is. Mutan Amidah is okay.